All right. Well, as we mentioned in the introduction, we wanted to make the very first new piece of For the People information to you in 2026 come from our community partners at AARP Connecticut. Nora Dunn, our Connecticut State Director, is on the line with us, and we've got a couple of things to talk about. Nora, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year to you and everyone listening. Thanks for having me.
So probably very few things people like to hear more about than is getting free money. And AARP is positioned, as we have often promoted on this program, to deliver that money to communities that are trying to increase or enhance the quality of life and livability. And as a result, you folks have the next round of community challenge grants ready, and the application period is open. So let's start our conversation today, looking back on the success of this program now in its 10th year, and how folks can possibly be the 10-year anniversary recipients of these grants.
Yes, so 10 years, 10-year anniversary. We've awarded across the country over $8 million in grants as part of the Community Challenge Grant from AARP. 32 grants in Connecticut, I'm happy to say, over that time period.
Yes.
And you have been great to have me on to talk about this before. And we have...
That's why we're winning so many.
I know. the last time, 5 in Connecticut this last go-around in 2025. So okay, here's my aim. When you have me back on to talk about it, I want to see 10
all
this
right.
year.
Very good.
So that's I'm not sure I have control over that, but that's my
Connecticut,
goal.
Connecticut, the gauntlet has been thrown here for 2026.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
You want 10 AARP community grant winners.
Yes, I am. I'm. My thumbs are up. My fingers are crossed. We're going for it. So open through March 4th. You just head over to aarp.org/CT, and you're going to see it right at the top of our website, and along with other information that's helpful. But these are grants that are aimed to improve public places, transportation, housing, digital connections, and more, with the goal of making communities more livable for everybody, with a special focus on the 50-plus population.
Mm-hmm. So let's dig a little bit into the weeds in regards to the concept behind this, because over the past few years, I've been blessed to be engaged in a number of projects that a lot of people may deem tiny, minuscule, even forgettable. But when you, sometimes it's the little things that make a big difference. And I've always reflected that these AARP Community Challenge Grants, they're key pieces in the 1,000-piece puzzle of a community, aren't they?
Yeah. I think that's a really great way to put it. I'm looking at a chart one of my staff put together of over the years, and I actually think I misspoke. It's $8 million we're giving away this year, not $8 million total.
Okay.
But I'm looking at amounts of dollars, right? That, from $3,000 to $19,000 to $15,000 to $2,500, right? These are sometimes a little bit makes a huge difference. So a project that, for instance, in Manchester, $2,500. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Transformed 5 parking spaces at a nonprofit to turn them into a community garden. So 5 parking spaces turns into food that is grown fresh, local, and for free for people who need it year after year after year after year. Park on the street. I know exactly where this location is.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of parking, but you're not going to get a garden unless you have a little bit of money to invest. And then, to major projects, $20,000 to the Audubon Society in Fairfield that, turned their non-accessible spaces into spaces that are accessible by a wheelchair, mm-hmm. you know what, and by a stroller. So, you know, that's long-term use for a community to get out there, to be in nature. So the open spaces versus the, you know, supporting nutrition. I mean, these are the wide variety of projects,
right, but
from a little bit of money to a lot.
Particularly that Audubon grant, that is also a perfect illustration of how initiatives through AARP, while targeting the over 50 population, can create benefits across the generations.
Absolutely. I mean, with the ability to have, I mean, I'll think of that as a multi-generational thing, right?
Yeah.
Think about maybe I'm the parent who's got a kid who's in a stroller. Mm-hmm. And a parent who needs to use a scooter or a wheelchair. I can now get out there and have a multi-generational experience with my family at no cost to me. That's safe. That's fun. That's healthy. And yeah, it doesn't. It's thinking creatively like this that really helps expand the opportunities and the livable qualities of our communities across Connecticut.
So who comes to AARP with the applications? Who would you say are the largest segment of community representatives that are successfully applying, getting these grants and getting these little projects done? Are they service organizations, the municipalities themselves, individuals in the communities? How does that work?
So it's nonprofit organizations and government organizations that are eligible to apply. Any individual can help spearhead, right? But the fiduciary, the applicant, has to be a nonprofit or a government entity. But I would say since 2017, with both our national and our state grants, it's split pretty evenly between municipalities and nonprofits. So think a lot of you know, senior centers, libraries, community centers, towns in general for installations of like exercise equipment in a park, for instance,
sure.
to organizations like Your Community Cares, which helps seniors and people with disabilities
yeah,
who are often yep. homebound
oh,
and
yeah,
the blind
been,
and the deaf.
They've been on our program a number of times.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
great group.
I mean, they reach everywhere. You know, we've got universities and health organizations. I mean, it's kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
Even you know, the New London Maritime Society, for instance. But you got to be a nonprofit or a municipality or government agency to actually apply and qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody listening knows some government agency, knows a nonprofit who might be interested, and that individual step of bringing them to this opportunity is the individual contribution in all of this. And of course, then individuals help implement with these nonprofits and these government entities on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's critical for folks to know if they are going to be thinking about applying before the March deadline is that if you do receive the award, you basically need to be poised at the starting gate because a time clock begins to run as to when these projects actually need to be completed.
Right. These are quick action projects. So, you know, the 2025 Community Challenge Grant winners are submitting their final reports now, right? Getting the action done. So pie in the sky dreams are great, but they are not going to get you the grant because you're going to have to meet timelines and be ready to go. So having your ducks in a row is very important for this. And there's three different kinds of grants with three different kinds of dollar figures and expert support and options, but it's all spelled out really nicely, but they are all quick action.
Very good. Folks can go to aarp.org/Connecticut. Nora, I don't know if there's another more direct way for people besides to run at AARP Connecticut through a search engine.
Just run, www.aarp.org/CT. If you put AARP Community Challenge Grant into Google, you'll get it.
Good. Excellent.
That AARP.org CT gets you everything.
Great. Well, we've hit the midpoint in our conversation, Nora. Nora Dunn is with us. She is State Director for AARP Connecticut. We're just getting you up to speed on how to get some free money from AARP to make your neighborhood, your community, a place in your town or city even better, enhance your quality of life and livability in Connecticut through the AARP Community Challenge Grant Program applications are open now. We want to pivot now to the other ways that AARP Connecticut helps benefit all of us here in the state, and particularly with an eye on your target demographic of folks, this massively and rapidly expanding group of folks in Connecticut over 50, by talking about the work you and your team are going to be doing in the State House this year. The 2026 legislative session is looming, and there's work to be done. Give us a little bit of an idea about some of the key things that AARP Connecticut is looking at and advocating for or against in the upcoming session.
Sure. I'll give you a couple high-level ones. So family caregivers, the unpaid family caregiver, as our demographic of older individuals grows, which it does every year, we have more and more folks as family caregivers. In fact, we have an estimated 773,000 unpaid family caregivers in Connecticut. That's about 25% of us. Mm-hmm. Helping people stay out of nursing homes, helping people stay off Medicaid, helping people, age in place in the community of their choice safely and independently. So we're going to continue our effort. This will be year two of a family caregiver tax credit. And that'll help with a little bit of financial relief from the high cost of helping folks remain safely at home. The average family caregiver spends about $7,200 out of pocket of their own money, helping the state keep people at home, which is really what they're doing, even though they don't think about that when they're doing it every day. That's the policy aspect of it. So family caregiver tax credit, we've got, don't ask me how this is going to go, but we will be back at it on making sure utilities are affordable and fair, and that we do not do harm to any of our energy assistance programs for people who are low income and cannot, or maybe medically necessary to have shutoff protection. So we'll continue to work on those issues. You know, and I know it's a major hot button issue. And
sure,
the gubernatorial election is going to be caught up like everything else in affordability. And this is a topic that I've got to say first, do no harm.
That's my
motto.
to the extent we even can control it, Connecticut can step up with stopgap funding in regards to shortfalls or elimination of federal monies. But that is not a sustainable formula for enhanced success.
No, it is not. Then you can do SNAP and the ACA and Medicaid and all the other things that, the state is looking at how they may have to supplement what happens at the federal level. Mm. So there's a lot caught up in that in budget discussions, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at something I think everyone can agree on is gift card fraud. Trying to some of the criminal laws around I'll use it for lack of a better word, gangs who are involved in gift card fraud. But also, while we work with retailers, associations and the like on that, we have an obligation at AARP to also look at it from a consumer scam and fraud perspective.
Sure.
How can we enhance our laws to help people avoid becoming a victim of a scammer who is trying to have them use gift cards to whatever, right?
Yeah.
Go to the grandparent scam to anything you want there, utility scams, et cetera.
Yeah, I see you guys are warning people about a romance scam on your website.
Yes. Yeah, we are. That's a huge one. $212 million were lost in 2024 to scams using gift cards alone. And that's with an average victim of it being about $5,000
wow.
in the hole. And that doesn't even count the ones that are, you know, I'm walking in, I buy a gift card off the rack at my retailer, and somebody has already run off with the number and drained it. It's crazy. Mm. It's crazy. And then I'll just add this high-speed internet issue. Last year, and it's going to be effective September 1 of this year, Connecticut passed a law that it says that the carriers, the internet carriers, are going to have to offer affordable high-speed internet to folks who qualify financially for a lower rate. So think if you're Medicaid or SNAP eligible, the program will say that these carriers must offer a $40 high-speed internet package. Not a bundle, not all those things, but you must offer a package so people can access telecommuting, social connections, telehealth, school, et cetera, all the things that we all need as internet becomes as critical as electricity for us to function in society. So I expect attacks from the industry to try to overturn that, and we are prepared to defend that program.
Pretty good. Before we let you go, we kind of want to bring it back to what we started talking about with the AARP Community Challenge Grants, and that is how being one of Connecticut's top livable communities could play a role in enhancing ranking within the Community Challenge Grant application, but also really makes a fundamental difference, once again, not just to the over 50s, but everyone in communities. We congratulate the latest top 10 livable communities. More than half of them are within our listening area of our Connoisseur Media stations, and many of the others in the top 25 are. In the last few minutes that we have with you, Nora, give us a little bit of detail on how the top livable communities designation helps make a difference.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're a top livable community, you still have room for improvement. And we love that those towns who are in our top 10 livable might look to see how they can get even better through one of our grants. But anybody can use the updated AARP Livability Index platform, which is designed to help inform and encourage local leaders to take action to make, you know, their communities great places to live for people of all ages, just like our grants are, right? But this is a comprehensive web-based tool that you can score every neighborhood and community in all 50 states and D.C., regarding the services and amenities that help improve people's quality of life. So there's 61 of them, I think, 61 or 62. Mm. And you can go ahead in and type in your neighborhood, right? If you're thinking, do I live in a livable community? How am I scoring compared to somebody else's neighborhood? What might I be able to do to look at these grant application opportunities, look at where we're weak in my community or where we have opportunity for improvement, and cross-reference with what options we have with these livable community grants. But even if I'm not looking at that and looking at the grant and I just want to be the average person, AARP.org/livability index, look up where you live. You'll see, you know, housing, neighborhood, transportation, health, opportunity, environment. These are all measures that all these neighborhoods are ranked on. If you're thinking about moving, downsizing, you're thinking about where you might want to retire, or if your family is moving back, where they might want to live. It's a great tool. Mm. And, you know, it really lets communities identify challenges, compare their neighborhoods to others, look at ones that are performing better, see why. And then, you know, there's a ton of free resources for communities there too.
Great. Data, tools, advocacy, it's all part of what AARP Connecticut does to help make every community here in Connecticut better, no matter what age you are. They would always invite your participation as a member and would invite you to their website, aarp.org/Connecticut, where you could learn about all the work that they are doing, as well as get some tips on how to avoid scammers and other unscrupulous folks that are trying to victimize folks, especially older folks here in Connecticut. Nora Dunn, always an engaging and wonderful conversation, full of great information. She is state director for AARP Connecticut. And Nora, I know we will be talking to you again soon. And shameless plug, back in early November, For the People did an entire 20-minute segment on that caregiver report that was produced. So aside from the few minutes we were discussing it today, there's a huge resource of background information and how to access that report. If you just go to one of our radio station websites and pull down the podcast tab and access it back in November 2025. So Nora, thank you very much. Great to hear your voice again, and we'll talk to you again soon.